This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up, a culinary adventure with the food editor from Field and Stream. Yes, Field and Stream has a food editor. We'll talk about going gourmet with game. And we'll find out why a rare big cat continues to get sighted in the Maine woods, despite being extinct. But we begin with a more aspirational loss. In the world of weight loss programs, Weight Watchers rules, with more than a million members worldwide. New CEO David Kirchhoff is credited with increasing meeting attendance in North America by 14% and upping online membership by 64%. Those numbers mean money, of course. Weight Watchers was most recently valued at an estimated $5 billion, double that of a year ago. Jeffrey O'Brien profiled Weight Watchers' impressive before and after shot for Wired magazine, specifically its overhaul of the program's trademark points system based on current nutritional science. Jeffrey O'Brien, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So Weight Watchers members use this dieting program called Points, or I guess did until 2010 when they transitioned to a new system called Points Plus. So before we get into this transition, can you outline for us the differences between the old and new systems?
Yeah, sure. So quickly, Points was basically just a way of restricting calories for members. Instead of counting, let's say, 2,000 or 2,500 calories a day, for all intents and purposes, it was a proxy, and you would have, for example, 25 or 30 points a day. There's a little bit of a hedge there to try to encourage a bit of good behavior and dissuade a bit of bad behavior. So fat was just slightly penalized and fiber was just slightly rewarded. But basically, it was a simplified version of counting calories.
So now Points Plus?
Yeah, so that was Points. And so Points Plus, they decided, there's something wrong with what we're prescribing to our members. By all rights, a member could eat nothing but donuts on any given day and still stay within, their 30 points and still stay within the good graces of the Points program. The CEO came on and said, I just don't feel good about this. This doesn't feel right. And so they delved it. We'll get more into the science, I hope. But basically, it differentiates among calories. And so it says that a protein is harder to process for the body. Your body has to work harder. And a fat basically just glides. It's instant energy. So the body doesn't work on it at all. So Points Plus, what it does is it differentiates among different types of calories. A protein, a carbohydrate that has fiber in it, a carbohydrate that has no fiber in it, and lastly, a fat.
Okay, so the CEO that you mentioned is David Kirchhoff, who told you he himself lost 35 pounds on the old Weight Watchers point system. But as you mentioned, this reflects a new food science. In fact, you spoke with Karen Miller-Kovac, the chief science edit officer at Weight Watchers. Now, what led to the nutritional science behind the new Points Plus system?
Well, so, I mean, the spark, if you will, was right when David Kirchhoff took the reins, and he held this meeting, and he said, I feel funny about this. Can we do better? And she said, in fact, yes, we can. So as you say, she's the chief science officer. She's always keeping abreast of the latest literature and, studying the advancements in nutritional science. And she had been looking into a number of different advances in nutritional science, and one of them, among others, was this notion about how our bodies process calories differently. And so she actually, the simplest way to put it is that she simplified a number of current papers that were out there, brought it all together, created this formula and patented it that allows them to create a custom formula for any given person based on, your current weight, your age, your exercise level, your weight loss goals, and what have you. And so, that's how they created Points Plus.
And it's interesting. I mean, we have, of course, an increasingly obese population among mm-hmm. Americans. But I think a lot of people find it very difficult to kind of keep track of, you know, what your glycemic index means, what deprivation and hunger means. So this company then has to sort of synthesize and simplify those findings for members. And the big thing about Weight Watchers is that it has support groups helping people stick to a program. So how does a company manage such a huge cultural shift among its members?
Yeah, it's a good point, Virginia. I mean, what I try to say in the piece is that it's this mix of nutritional science and behavioral science. And so for a lot of people, the behavioral part of it is the most important thing. It's, you know, it's going for your weekly commiseration and, you know, empathy sessions and your weigh-in. It's what keeps you on track. It's what allows you to get support from people who are going through the same thing that you are, because we all know that, you know, it's hard enough to lose weight, but then to keep it off is incredibly difficult. What they did, you know, for me, this is, you know, it's a really interesting story of nutritional science, but it's as interesting from the perspective of change management. As you point out, they have over a million members around the globe, and, you know, for, I'm sure some of your listeners are Weight Watchers members. They tend to be, you know, absolutely rabid in their support of the company. I mean, they're like Apple zealots, you know, from the tech world. It's just like Weight Watchers can do no wrong. And what the company did, and, you know, to their credit, they knew this was going to happen. They ripped away a security blanket for a million people who depended on this. This was their rock. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had each other, but this formula is what allowed them. You know, a lot of them have been on it for years, and they still continue to count because that's part of their routine. And so they developed this, you know, over the course of 4 years. It was patented, and they rolled it out. They started in Denmark. They picked, like, the farthest away, smallest country they could find, and they rolled it out there, you know, unbeknownst to the rest of the Western world, and they tested it. And then they brought it back to the U.S., and they went to their thousands of leaders around the U.S., and over the course of 4 months, they rolled it out with them. So here you have the leaders who are, you know, they're the ones who stand up in front of these meetings. They're cheerleaders, and they're great. They're encouraging. They're funny. You know, they're empathetic. But meanwhile, so they're preaching this old formula, which is points, and they're practicing this new formula, which is points plus, which I found really interesting. And along the way, so in the thinking there was they had to really be champions of this. Mm-hmm. And they worked out any last kinks based on complaints that they gathered from the leaders. And then the day after Thanksgiving, which is like, for Weight Watchers, that's when things go dark, right? Because we all just, we binge, we get off our diets, we enjoy the holidays, and then, you know, come January, we make our resolutions. Well, they purposely flipped the switch the day after Thanksgiving and went to Points Plus because they knew that meeting attendance would be down, and they knew that people wouldn't be paying attention. So whatever people, the real committed ones who were there, they experienced the new program first. And so then, it went live, and, you know, it's been an unbridled success. I mean, if you want, we can talk about some of the challenges, but, you know, as you noted, their stock price is up 100% over the last year. As I say, profits are up, pounds are down. The company's just doing really well.
Well, before we end, I just have to hear your own testimonial to the success of this program. You joined the Points Plus program while writing the piece. What happened with you?
I did. Well, you know, I, like many people, have always had some weight issues. And it was a unique opportunity to figure out whether this, in fact, works. And so over the course of 12 weeks, I just went on it and said, I'm going to be able to report about it. Either way, I didn't want to make the story about me, but it was a way for validating the program. And so I lost 22 pounds in 12 weeks. And that was, I counted for 12 weeks. And then I said, all right, well, I'm going to see if I've learned anything. And what I found was that I stopped counting in July, but it really recalibrated my system, you know, for like, or I should say my mental system for what intake, you know, how much do I have to run in order to run off a donut or a burrito or, you know, and how much, you know, can my body really afford to eat without gaining weight? And so, you know, for 12 weeks I was on, I lost 22 pounds, and I've been, you know, within a pound or two for the last 6 months. So it worked for me.
Bravo. Are you posting your before and after pictures, Jeffrey?
They tried to get me to, but no, I'm not that brave.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Virginia.
Jeffrey O'Brien, a science journalist who wrote in Wired magazine about Weight Watchers' highly profitable revamping of its magic formula. For a link to his article and more on the new program, get the skinny at wordofmouthradio.org. And this story is part of NHPR's continuing coverage, Tipping the Scales, Examining Obesity in New Hampshire. You'll find much more on the series there at nhpr.org as well. In the background, another testimonial to Weight Watchers' new brand, Oscar and Grammy Award-winning actress Jennifer Hudson, one of its celebrity spokespeople. The former size 16 star won't say how much weight she lost on the program, but looks mighty svelte in the leather pants she wears in the latest commercial. Coming up, Maine sea cougars, even though there are none left in the Down East state. We'll hear that story when word of mouth continues. This is NHPR. That's what I-